Well, at this time, what I'm going to do is ask Brother Frankel Laguerre to come. And what the Laguerres have asked me to do is we have a presentation. They've asked me to walk through the presentation. This bottle is for you, Brother Frankel. It's fresh, brand new. And walk you through it, but he's going to interrupt me at any moment in time and add to the information and keep me on the right path.
Thank you, Pastor. Good evening, pastors, and good evening, brother and sister Open Door, Open Door family. I understand our report is long overdue, but we are waiting for Pastor Stewart to be present, because after all, Pastor Stewart is our number one cheerleader, but we cannot give a report without him right there. Amen. Thank you, pastors, and thank you, brothers and sisters, for your prayers, your concern, your financial support, your encouragement, and special thank you to Pastor Feininger. Right after the earthquake, Pastor Feininger came to me and he said, "Brother Frank, you need me down there? I'm ready to go." He really touched me that day. That's the kind of zeal we need. Amen. I need someone like that, like Pastor Feininger in Moriso, to always be ready to serve Christ. Last year, we had the privilege to welcome Pastor Stewart and Pastor Feininger in Moriso. Like I told Pastor Furley, it is very important to us to have the pastor in Moriso. Because, first, the presence on the field is a testimony of like an assurance, so they got a commitment to our mission. Second, they went down to teach our leaders, pastor, deacon. So the pastor and the deacon, they can be really well equipped to teach the congregation of Moriso. We really appreciate that. And third, their presence in Moriso gave us always an opportunity to present the gospel to the community. Because anytime they show up, when they don't show up, someone in Moriso, when they see my wife, Yaki, they say, "Kote pastor no yo, kote brother no yo, ask your pap vini." Meaning, where is your pastor? Where is the white guy? So they always ask that. So when somebody approach you and ask you for your pastor, this is an opportunity to present the gospel, to tell them why they are in Moriso. So thank you again very much, Pastor. We love you, and Moriso love you too. You really make a difference for us. Open Door, You know, my name is Frankel Laguerre, and this is Jackie Laguerre over there. We are missionaries to Morisseau, Haiti. You know well the situation in Haiti. Earthquake, hurricane, unrest on the street of Port-au-Prince, political turmoil, everything, now kidnapping. We need your prayers. We need your prayers badly, and your financial support. You're going to see a video about Pastor Freddy, about 10 minutes or 15 minutes?
It's about 15.
About 15 minute video. So I ask you, please continue to support us. But in the midst of all our trouble down there, God is in control. With His grace, His power, our church in Morisseau, our school in Morisseau, they are moving forward. Just last month, we had 13 young people get baptized. And according to the pastor down there, 25 men and women received Christ as the personal Lord and Savior. We have now 106 children attending school 5 days a week. And we give them lunch every day. How can we do that? Because of you, Open Door. Because of Westmoreland Baptist Church. Because our brother Jeff Leko, I can name who help us. So, again, thank you very much. You're going to watch the video. Then, after that, I will be open for your questioning. Thank you.
And Brother Frankel, right before we're going to pray. And what we wanted to show you is Brother Frankel is the translator. And translating is not easy. It's very difficult. And he's going to reverse translation. I'm going to pray. And he's going to translate into Haitian Creole. And only maybe two people here, or maybe, no, Haitian. But it's okay. You'll see, and you'll be able to hear. And we put Brother Frank, or he puts us to work, but we put him to work as well. So let me pray and ask the Lord to bless our time. Father in heaven, we love you and we thank you.
Bon Dieu, Papa, qui dans ciel là, nous remercions et nous disons merci.
Father, I thank you for the Laguerres and their ministry to the nation of Haiti.
Nous disons merci, Papa, pour la guerre là et pour ministère en Haïti.
During this time of presentation, we ask, Lord, that you would move in our hearts, that you would bless.
Pendant la présentation, n'a pas vu que nous pour nous sa bénédiction.
Short of going there, Lord, well, we need to see what's happening there.
Même si nous pas aller, mais n'a pas ça passer en bas.
We want your people to rejoice in the ministry that's being successful there.
Nous voulons que nous tout content pour ministère nous qui marche bien. Morisseau.
We want your people to rejoice and pray for the church in Morisseau.
Nous voulons que tout le monde qui Morisseau yo content pour yo wè l'église yo a marché.
And we pray that a presentation like this and the ongoing ministry would work in our hearts.
Nous na prier pour une présentation comme ça capable secouer que nous pour nous marcher plus bien.
That it would work in our hearts to draw us closer and closer to the church in Morisseau.
Et là fait nous que nous ouvrir pour nous recevoir toute bagaille qui passait dans Morisseau.
As sister churches working together for the gospel.
Là voyons l'église sœur comme ça a marché très bien pour l'évangile du Christ.
Bless the pastors and deacons there. Bless the people of the church.
And
we ask it all in Jesus' name.
Amen.
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 At this time, I'm going to ask if we can go ahead and put up the presentation. And I'm going to walk you through it. And Frankel is going to interrupt me if I say something wrong. And this is Frankel and Jackie in their place in Morisot, Haiti. For those of you geographically challenged, this is Haiti, which is right next door. They call it Hispaniola is the island, right there with Dominican Republic. You see Port-au-Prince in the, on the left-hand side there, right southeast of Cuba. This is a zoom-in on Haiti itself. Bottom left there, you see Morisot, and that little red dot, that's where the town is. Port-au-Prince, we fly into this city, main city, and we drive all this way down to Morisot. And this is a picture from the front porch of their house. This is what I get to look at when I'm drinking morning coffee and doing my devotions. So, very beautiful and wonderful and very peaceful. The unrest you hear about in Port-au-Prince, for instance, it doesn't touch the villages like this. It's really peaceful and you don't. I feel secure. So it really is a very nice environment. The whole culture is very colorful. When we first went down, it reminded us of India, how colorful and energetic it is. There's a lot of entrepreneurial spirit going on. I mean, we saw some guys, I love this, they had, no kidding, they had full-size copy machines plugged in on the street. And you walk up and pay them a dollar, they'll make you copies. Literally, like, I think they were right down from this group on the street. I thought that was so great. But you can you see all the hustle and bustle and activity is really, really wonderful. This is the mayor of Morisot. And I literally kid you not, he knows, maybe not every single person, but every other person. And to see Frankel interacting, every other person will stop and say, how you doing? He'll talk to them. And it's like a counseling session breaks out or an invitation to church or whatever. And it is really wonderful to see both Frankel and Jackie in the work. They are just made for this. So it really is a blessing. I think, Brother Frankel, behind there, is that the mayor's actual office?
Exactly, that's the mayor's office.
So that's City Hall right there behind those that little setup there. The actual mayor of Morisot is there. Pastor Stewart sat down and really worked with him and presented the gospel to him. I think we're still praying for him, for his salvation. But great, great guy.
Yeah, he's really always asked for Pastor Stewart.
Yes, yes. Their hearts got knit at that time. But super guy. And pray for the mayor of Morisot. This is Frankel and Jackie's house. You have to know that this is Jackie's parents' house from long time. So this house has been here for many years. She would have grown up on this as a farm, you know, way back in the day. So this has always been in the family. Again, very beautiful. This would be the reverse picture from the mountains. One new thing is this year they put in a new road up to the house. This was a big deal and made it much easier to drive up to the front of the house from the main road. We wanted to start out by showing you some travel preparations. If you've ever visited the Laguerre's house, you see their warehouse, a.k.a. garage. And I want you to notice these bales. We'll see this in a second, but these are actual bales of clothing. We'll see that in a second. But what they do throughout the year is collect shoes and food and clothes and things of value that they can take with them. You see Frankel standing there next to this barrel. I was going to call it a tube. I think 55 gallon. It's a very big barrel. And they'll stack it, seal it.
70.
70?
Yeah.
It's giant. And in fact, I heard a little story that Jeremiah Singh, he was helping out, so they lowered him into the barrel, and he was helping stack things. It's that big. So they stack it solid, and I don't know who picks it up, Captain America or something, and they ship it with the shipping company. Now, this is really interesting. I mentioned the bales. See, these bags are bags full of clothes, and we did this one day. This is going back probably about a year or so ago. These are bags full of clothing that folks like you and others will give. And they take it to this man, and this is in West Orlando. So what he does is he has this machine. It's a baling machine. And he'll put the clothing in no necessary order. He'll just dump it right in. And what he does is he crunches it down in this machine, puts steel bale straps around it. So you'll have... You see all those bags there? Not all of them is one bale, but he'll crush them down to one solid bale, and that thing's heavy. And then you can see here, this isn't all Frankel and Jackie, obviously, but he does this for a lot of folks, and these are all going to be shipped down to Haiti. So that's a real neat operation there. Just to give you some history, remind you, in 2010 and 2016, there were some natural disasters. In 2010, there was a magnitude 7 earthquake, and this is the one that hit close to Port-au-Prince. The presidential palace collapsed. If you remember the news reports, collapsed. The whole thing fell right down. A lot of international focus was placed on Haiti at this time for the earthquake. And then, of course, October, hurricanes are always coming. But Hurricane Matthew was particularly devastating to the town of Morisot, so much so that it tore the building down. And so this is their former church building that tore the roof off of it, and it was damaged. This is actually at the time Frankel and Jackie were working with them to build the current Sunday school. So they were just getting the school building. They were just getting it built. Well, the hurricane knocked down a lot of the progress. So there was a lot of, it wasn't one step forward, two steps back. It was like five steps back. So it was a big problem. A lot of damage. Bridges out and that sort of thing. So they had to recover from this with the building. This is around the time they came onto our radar screen, because we were praying for the church. We were praying with Frankel and Jackie about the situation.
Yes.
It was spring 2017. Some of you remember this.
Yes.
But the Laguerres asked the ladies of the church to make pillowcase dresses. And so we sent down the pillowcase dresses to the girls and with other things. It was a huge blessing to everybody. And they received it, and they just love it. There's Miss Jackie there. That was the former principal of the church here, and Miss Jackie handing the things out. And this is the former church building, and they just put tarps over it, and they were just functioning as best they could. You see some school supplies that were sent down. I like this guy right here. I like his picture. Just very serious in the front there. So this was through these series of events and through Frankel and Jackie coming to us saying, you guys have got to come down to Haiti. You've got to, and of course we were sending gifts, we were sending that sort of thing, but it was a matter of when are you going to come down? And you can't say no to Jackie. So in January 2018, Pastor Stewart and I went down. And you can see the church building. The windows aren't on yet. The front porch isn't built on there yet. A lot of work yet to be done. But this was our first trip down. And it was what you would call a survey trip, basically, to look and see what things are going on. And at that time, the first classes were taught. This was a class. This is the former pastor of the church. We'll show you some of the new folks. This is Brother Wilfred, Pastor Wilfred. And these men are all, I think they're all deacons of the church.
Yes.
So they're checking us out and we're checking them out. They're saying, and this was the real blessing of this point, was they said to us, listen, there's a lot of nations. There's the, United Nations, UN, everybody. Everyone tries to help us, but they help us materially. They said, we want spiritual help. We want you to teach us. So they asked for this. And so this was a matter of, you know, really Pastor Stewart saying, well, how can we help and what, you know, how do we need to do this? But it was also them, if you will, checking us out to say, are these people, you know, who we want to come and teach us? And so we both did a small unit. It was just took one day, and we spent time with them. And the fellowship was really sweet, and it was really, really great. This is a cutaway of the church. Here's the parsonage right over here. That's where the pastor lives, which was damaged in the hurricane in the latest right. earthquake. But you'll notice there's a lot of unfinished work of the church here, and even the walkway here. This is a school building on the side here isn't even completed, so a lot was undone. This is the inside of the sanctuary. You'll notice the floor is all rock. It's like a parking lot, and very hard to walk in. They were holding school in all of the school buildings with gravel floors like this, but they were just working, you know, like going through their normal schedule. I love this little guy right here because he was falling asleep as we were watching the class. This, I believe, is the pastor's wife who was teaching this elementary school class. But you look at the gravel, you know, and so it's one of the first things we noticed. They have unfinished floors. We talk about carpet. Well, forget, this isn't an issue of carpet. This is an issue of they don't have a floor. So in spring 2018, when we came back just a couple months later, this church, sent funds down for a lot of the things that we noticed. And the first thing that started to take place is a floor was put in. And they started right away getting that put in. And here are some photos. That is Frankel there, and there's Jackie. Because when work is done there, Frankel and Jackie pay close attention to what's happening. And we always see the receipts, and Frankel is telling them how to do things, I mean, just as our missionaries should. This is one of the workers, and they're going to fill that in. This is the platform in the church. So this is where the pulpit now stands, right at that point in the front there. This is some other work that was going on a little later. They're actually building tables and desks for the children. You see Jackie there with the little kids, and they're building some desks for their rooms. This is the back of the sanctuary down below because there's a hill. It's on a hill from the road. It slopes down. So this is part of the church. The school is sort of like a big L, so this is the back part. And you see the doors are being put on. Their sidewalks were put in. And you can see here, when we first got there, this was just a gravel slope. Well, now they actually have steps that are completed. And so there was a lot of great work that you all contributed toward that really helped this church to take more steps. And so you see here the semi-completed sanctuary. You notice the windows are in. It's hard to see from the sun. But these chairs, by the way, on the previous photos there were benches. Now are here. Here are the chairs. Now, when some years ago, I'd go over to Franco and Jackie's house, look in their garage. All those chairs were stacked in their garage, you know. And I was like, "What are these chairs doing here?" Well, we're taking them to Haiti, Pastor Farley. Well, they got where they were going. And so that's all part of it. Those chairs passed through Frankel and Jackie's garage. There was a major project with the Prophet's Chamber. This is their house. This is the backside of the house. By the way, this Prophet's Chamber has two major rooms to it. On the other side is a restroom. And in previous presentations, we've showed you some of the plumbing works and that. It was kind of a big deal. But this was a major deal. And it was added, by the way, in the earthquake, it was not damaged, so that's a praise. And the pastors stay in this bedroom, which is very spacious, and the men that help Franco and Jackie when they're there, they stay in this room. So it's really a very spacious two-bedroom, and the back opens up to the restroom on the backside. The Bible Institute classes became the heart of the ministry, and this is a really good representative sample of what a class would look like. Frankel sitting at the head, of course. The teacher would sit next to him. As you saw him translating, it would be done that way. Frankel, do you translate into Creole or French?
Creole.
So a lot of the curriculum that we take down there is all in French, because typically in schools things will be printed in French.
French. But when I have to give an explanation, I speak Creole. But the book is in French.
So school curriculum, that sort of thing, for folks that have educational background is very often, most often, in French. So another shot of the class there with the teacher at the end. And this is, I think, pastoral theology is one of the earlier classes that we're doing. And it just goes into night, and there aren't lights. So we just, and when there's rain, it's a steel roof, and so you teach through the, and rain on a steel roof is really loud, by the way.
You see the solar lamp?
Yeah, these are solar lamps that they turn on. We're actually closing out the class here, so we're actually, Pastor is praying, and we're about to end the class. But, you know, we just go, and you just do what you deal with what you got. And the men are really great about it. What the story we wanted to tell here, Frankel wanted to make sure that you knew of, this is a fairly normal-sized class when we started out, but in recent modules, and there's another shot of the class. In recent modules, here's one of Pastor Farringer's class. I think this was the evangelism class.
Yes.
The classes are growing because folks are coming. This man in the red shirt, Solner, he is a school teacher. He rides his motorcycle, and at the end of his workday, he jumps on his motorbike and runs to the classes. We do 5 days a week for 2 weeks. So they come straight from work, and they come in there. So there are folks from other churches. There are some ladies in the class. This is a unique class. Some ladies came in because it was for evangelism. There's Martin giving the thumbs up, I believe, right there. There's a lot of men from the church and from surrounding churches. So this is where some of this expansion is taking place, is folks are hearing about it, and they're coming over. This was Pastor Stewart's class, I believe one of his latest classes, which to date has been the largest class with 18 students. So we're seeing the steady growth in the classes, which is a huge blessing. Classes taught since the beginning. Pastoral theology, Christology, evangelism. So a lot of the doctrinal classes, soteriology, which is doctrine of salvation, bibliology, doctrine of the Bible. Pastor did a study of the book of Proverbs and Genesis, and also book of Hebrews.
Yes.
So they're getting really, really good theology, really good lesson plans. And the great thing is, and Pastor Jeff really helped us with this, is within the process of the translation binding, so that they have all of these in printed books. And so when they walk away, now they can open up your Christology manual, and they've got it all there, and they can refer back to it. So now they've got their notes, and that's a huge blessing, folks. This is something that was started, I believe, in Pastor Farringer's, in his evangelism class, actually handing out certificates of completion for each class. Solner is here somewhere, right there.
Yeah, yeah.
So they actually came over from their other churches to receive their certificates. So this is great. You know, folks, they're excited about. And this is the heart of the ministry, too. So this is a lot of excitement around that, and that's a blessing. Growth and progress, we wanted to sort of share that with you, because the school is a big part of the ministry. Giving to the school, the children being, of course they have government schools, there's like a Catholic school, but if the children can't get a space in any of the other schools, they don't have any options. This school is free. And so for them, these are you would call them children that just didn't have the opportunity in the other schools. So they're getting a good education. They're getting a Christian education. So the gospel's going out to them. Brother Frankel, what is the grade that the school goes up to?
Six.
So they go up to six. They're able to do sixth grade at this point. Constantly there's, you know, school supplies being sent down and resources to keep the school going. At one point, a couple years ago, we did send them shirts. These were embroidered. And they were given, the shirts were provided by another ministry. It's a clothing ministry that provides these things. So we put it all together, and they were able to receive an additional uniform.
And the green shirt is from Karin. Karin gave us.
Sister Karin DeFontes gave the shirts for the teachers.
Yes.
So it gives them options, of course. Yes. And, you know, and they say what uniforms they're wearing on any given day. So they were very excited about that. Other progress, just in material things, having desks built. Once the doors of the classrooms were built, then they started being able to put, you know, more valuable things into the classrooms themselves, and now you get desks being built and that sort of thing, and new desks for the children being made. One thing that we were able to start sending down there, this is a solar Bible. And what this is that you might have an app on your phone, and you can hit it and listen to, Alexander Scorby is who I listen to, but, you know, there are a lot of different ones. You can listen to the Bible being read. Folks that have poor eyesight, folks that cannot read, folks that need the help for this, this is a huge blessing. We're able to get them in French. We're able to get them in French Creole. And we sent a handful down to kind of test it, and you guys saw that they were a big hit.
Yes, Jackie loved them too.
Jackie loves hers as well. So. On the back of this, if you saw it, it's got a little solar panel. So it's, you never have to change the battery. You don't have to, you know, because there's a power situation in Haiti, and the power's not always on. So recharging becomes an issue because they have phones too. So you can't recharge so many things. So they just leave this out in the sun during the day, and it always has a charge, and they always can listen to their devotion. And the little switches are easy to switch books and to, you know, advance verses and that sort of thing. So once you get the hang of it, it actually is really easy to operate. Another thing, now, Frankel mentioned West Orange Baptist Church, which is also a supporter of their ministry. They're a contributing church, and they gave these choir robes. And, you know, to have this material support in this manner, you know, just creates the excitement. And again, just more excitement for the church to have these and take the pride, the good pride in those. This is a side shot of the church. I want you to see this because this is the pastor's office. And study office and that sort of thing. And one gift that was given a year and a half ago, they were able, through a gift from this church, yes, to finish the bathroom in that office because it had not been finished for a while. They were actually using it for a storage room, so it was unusable. But with the doors and windows and now the ability to be able to tile it and do the plumbing, they were able to finish off the pastor's office and study there. Another big progress that came out of the ministry, Pastor Farringer was teaching evangelism, and obviously this was done during the evangelism class. But Pastor Farringer had these made for them. You can see. And you just saw this banner at Harvest Fest, you know, so you know what it says. Are you 50%, 75%, 100%? You know, but that's in French Creole. So that was made for them. It's still down there. And they're still using it. So in just a revival service, Brother Frankel said 2 weeks ago, they had it out on the street and they were using it. So this is progress. This is Pastor Farringer, you know, obviously demonstrating how it's working, showing the kids. There's Miss Jackie interpreting. And then here is, I don't know the story here. This looks like a police officer,
yes,
engaging in a discussion with Miss Jackie and Brother Frankel here. So big blessing. Brother Frankel mentioned those that had gotten baptized. So this is that group.
Yes.
And the pastor here is, he is a new pastor. You'll see him in a minute. But he's praying for them as they're going through their baptism. They have a similar process to us, of teaching and understanding the purpose of baptism. So they're praying there. And then they went down to the river, and they're actively being baptized. The old-fashioned way, the way John the Baptist did it. The school has a new principal, and this is his. This is the young man. His name is Fritz. Now, Fritz is has been associated with Brother Frankel and Miss Jackie's ministry for quite some time. So he's a very close friend. We've seen him, all of us that have gone down, and he's a huge blessing. He has been a teacher. He teaches Spanish. So he's teaching Creole children Spanish, right? And he wants to learn English. So he's gifted linguistically. And so he's really, because in the truck when we're going from the airport, he'll say, "Okay, Pastor Farley, tell me how you say this," you know. And he said, "I'm so sorry, my English is so bad." I said, "Fritz, you know Creole, Spanish, and English." I said, "You're way ahead of me, so don't apologize for anything." So Fritz has experience as a teacher. And so Frankel and Jackie approached him when the school was in need of a principal, and he accepted the challenge, and now he is the new principal of the Christian school there at the church. This motorcycle represents a provision by this church. Fritz was in need of a motorcycle. His had wasn't there anymore. And as a church, provided for the down payment, so he was able to get the motorcycle, which facilitated the job. It all went together. So, huge blessing here. And this is the new pastor of the church. They are an association church. It's a Baptist association that was founded, I'm thinking, in the 20s or 30s.
In the 20s.
Yeah.
They're part of Southern Baptists.
So the church is not a Southern Baptist church,
no.
But the history of that association goes back to the Southern Baptists founding it. They're no longer associated with them, but that's the history of them. I believe the former pastor was actually part of that, you know, in general association. And so they have good doctrine. The point is that they rotate their pastors. So Pastor Wilfred was rotated out, and this pastor was rotated in. And by all accounts, he seems to be being a very big blessing right now. And so that's very praiseworthy. This is Fritz's desk. And, you know, listen, you take things for granted, folks.
That's a big deal.
It's a big deal. I mean, would you rather have a desk or no desk, you know? We thank God for the little things. But this desk, there's an important reason for us to appreciate this desk, and I'll tell you that in just a moment. There was an earthquake recently. Shortly after the earthquake, there was Tropical Storm Grace. So there have been problems recently, and I know that you know this. The earthquake, I'm sorry for the color here. You can see Port-au-Prince over here. You saw the map before. Here's the town of Morisseau. There's the epicenter of the earthquake. It was a 7.2, and it was 15 miles directly north, so that's not far. So this was a big shock to the city there. You may not be able to understand what's happening here, but you see the roof. You see these posts are the wall beams, okay? Well, these bricks are bricked in between the beams. So what happened here is this house was shaken so much, all the bricks were thrown out and collapsed. So the whole front of this house was thrown out into the front yard and completely destroyed. This house was obviously destroyed as well, so a lot of damage. The wall of this house knocked out in a similar manner. This is a grave, but it was, you know, completely destroyed. This is the front corner of Frankel and Jackie's house. Their house fared better than the ones that you just saw, so they didn't have that kind of damage. But this is important damage, and it needs to be repaired, of course, and so that's something that we're taking note of. This is another part of the house on the opposite side of the house. I mentioned to you the principal's desk. Well, this is the principal's office. And right inside where this hole is was his desk. And so his desk got crushed by the bricks that collapsed into his office. So the church actually fared, quite frankly, quite well. I don't have a picture of it here, but the roof sort of separated and that sort of thing, which was difficult. But this is an example of probably some of the worst of the damage from the earthquake. You notice a house here that is damaged in a similar way, but the folks, of course, would start getting around, working to clean up. Tarps started going up on roofs everywhere. What West Orange Baptist Church was able to do is give toward the work. Franco and Jackie were able to direct the funds to purchase so many tarps. And there's gouging in Haiti too, folks, and the tarps cost doubled. And so, you know, they had to purchase them for their houses to be able to sleep under. I don't know if you remember Jason Woon in Nepal. They experienced a similar thing with their earthquake, but folks don't want to sleep indoors. They want to sleep outside. And it's an emotional thing. It's a difficult thing. But it's a traumatic thing. And so we saw this here more so as well. They don't want to sleep inside, so they need the tarps for the aftershocks. Part of what the fund sent down there provided for is rice and provisions, and all that was given. Franco and Jackie helped through there, and the church directed a lot of these gifts. They divide them up into bags, and they hand them out to church members and folks in the neighborhood? Church members and folks to provide, because during the earthquake, all the supply chain gets completely messed up. This last slide shows you what Brother Frankel was talking about a little earlier. This is a revival service that the church is having in the street. and it's great because everyone's walking down this street. And so when you walk down the street, you walk right through the middle of their church service. Yes. Praise the Lord. I wish we could do that in Claremont, but I don't think they'd let us do that. You can see some of the church chairs here. This is the youth group. I think they're probably singing.
Yes.
And that lady is directing the youth singing. And there's some of the men sitting in chairs. There's Martin standing there. There's some others playing the instruments. And so the church, I thought this was a good slide to end this part of the presentation with, because this is what they're doing, folks. They're preaching the gospel. They're using the three-door unit. They're reaching out, and they're doing the work in the little town of Moroso. Amen?
Thank you, Pastor Freddy.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, brothers and sisters, I'm open for you. If you got any question, I'm ready to answer. Like you can see, we got a lot of needs that want it out.
How long a trip is it from Port-au-Prince?
How far a trip is it from Port-au-Prince to Moroso?
Port-au-Prince to Moroso is 120 miles. But
time-wise?
But from Port-au-Prince, let's say to Funanex, as a city, just we got to leave the main road to go to Moroso. It can take about 5 hours from the main road to Moroso for 30 miles only.
Wow. Thank you.
Did I miss something, or when are you going back?
That's right.
That's a good question. That's a very good question. To me and my wife, we are ready to go tomorrow. But we are waiting for Fritz and the mayor to tell us when it is safe to go down. For right now, they don't give us the green light yet.
Is he live on Streamline?
Yes, yeah, we're streaming.
Very good. Brother Frank?
Yes.
You are live.
Pardon?
You are live on Streamline.
Oh, yes.
I'm asking you, in your own words, from your heart, reach out to the Asian community in Creole for donation. Pour your heart out to them to sending donation as much as they can to Open Door Baptist Church, and it be directly to go to you and Haiti.
Okay. Haïtien qui l'a capté de moi, moi dans l'église Open Door, c'est dans l'église ça, moi converti, c'est dans l'église ça, me baptisé, c'est dans l'église ça, nous grandi. Kounia n'a fait une présentation pour nous dire ça, nous besoin l'amour de Kounia. Donc, n'importe qui capté de, si vous avez une donation, vous avez besoin de faire. Vous devez envoyer une donation à l'église Open Door Baptist Church dans Clermont. Ou bien vous pouvez contacter moi-même personnellement, la CAIMOIN. Numéro de téléphone, moi, c'est 352-662-8116.
Brother Frankel, share with the congregation some of the current security issues we're dealing with down there, and also the role that the mayor has played for the past several years in helping us through the airport security and getting to Moroso through Port-au-Prince.
Okay, Pastor. I can tell you, even the mayor of Moroso is not great, a Christian. He's not saved. But he been a big help to us. When pastors come, he always volunteer to go to the airport, greet them, and took them to Moroso. This way, I can stay home and just wait for them myself. That's a big, big deal, you see. But for the security situation now in Haiti, it is very, very tough. I spoke to the mayor. We spoke to the mayor just the day before yesterday. He said, "Brother Frank, don't even think to come down there now, because Moroso is okay. But from Port-au-Prince to Moroso is a really headache, because they are kidnapping people, even killing people. So we got to take our truck from Port-au-Prince to Moroso. So if we cannot take the way from Port-au-Prince to Moroso, so we cannot go down there now. So it's not easy now. Even Pastor Fanger, he said, "Frank, I'm ready to go," but I know he's sincere when he said that, but I'm not going to let Pastor Fanger expose himself and go to Haiti now. Because when they go down there, they are my responsibility.
I know you pack things and ship them down. Can you still do that? Is it still safe to send items down that they could use?
Oh, of course. We can ship them.
We deal can them ship on the way. Down,
but even so, we are waiting. Like next month, probably next month, we will be able to ship them. But for now, even the shipmen say, "Frank, Jackie, wait for next month. Maybe things can change, because we don't want to send the goods now and wait six months before they can get to Moroso."
Has COVID affected your ministry, and as far as funds and travel and things like that?
Not at all. Not at all. Because we got, I tell you something, God is in control. And we've been blessed. Our ministry has been blessed. We never had problem when we need something. As a matter of fact, after the earthquake, Pastor Furley called me. He said, Frank, you don't need nothing down there? I say, we need. But we leave open door like our bank. Everything stay with open door. That's why everything we have to do to open door, because open door is our bank.
Amen.
Everything you give to open door, we sure we're going to get it.
Brother Frank, I know right now there is a big problem with fuel. And I know there's a lot of dependence for that, you know, to get everything going. How is that working with the school and the church in Morriso?
Thank you, brother. Yes, 2 weeks ago, it was a big problem for us because it was very difficult for us to send goods. Even money, because we had to pay the teachers every month. When we, Jackie, about 3 weeks ago, we wired $1,400 to pay the teacher. Up to now, they don't get paid yet because the guy who got to go to the bank to withdraw the money, he cannot go. So it's not easy at this point. But I tell you something, brother, we're going to get to that. Okay, Carolyn?
Just for perspective for everyone out there, could you just, if you're okay with it, could you just tell us how old you are and how long you've been continuing this ministry?
I'm 18 years old. Anytime, I'm going to lie to you, I am 82. But anytime we speak about mission, about working for Jesus, I feel I am 20.
Amen.
I'm always ready. And this is an attitude I like to see everybody in Morriso have. Don't look at your age, you say you cannot do this, you can't do that.
Right.
You can be 10, you can be 90, you can do it.
I don't really have a question. I just want to say thank you for shining light on how it is in that part of the world and how fortunate we are. It's truly a blessing, and thank you for that.
Thank you, brother.
Hi, Brother Frankel.
Yeah.
How many children are in the school, and what are some of the greatest needs that they have?
Well, we got 106, and we go up to 6th grade. Because we don't want to go more than higher than 6. Because remember, at school, we don't ask for money. Everything comes from us, from Frank and Jackie. And we go all over Clermont, even over Clermont to see. We got some help from our friend in Tennessee, from a friend in Georgia, all over to help, because our instructor, the pastor down there, the principal, don't ask not a penny to the student because they cannot pay.
Franco, the follow-up to that, was there any specific needs for the school or the children right now you want to address?
Pastor Jeff, you know, you went here, you know Morriso, you know everything. They got all kind of needs down there. All kind of needs. But when it is time, I will tell you, or I'm going to say Pastor Stewart, Pastor Furley, we need so and so. But for now, for right now, everything is going smoothly by the grace of God. But I tell, like you see, you can see the picture. Our church is not finished. We need at least, according to Pastor Lene and Brother Michele down there, we need at least $50,000 to finish the church and the school.
So are the concrete floors completed, or they're still working to get that finished?
Well, yes, Pastor Open Door sent 2 years ago $4,000 for the concrete floor. But we need to put ceramic on top of the concrete.
And then,
but the secondary for us now. Now.
Did the doors get completed?
The doors? Yes, we got doors now.
Okay, what's the next major thing that's needed for the school?
For the school, we need to repair the school because you see they got a lot of damage from the earthquake and from the hurricane. We need to repair it. And so, they just sent me an estimate for about $8,000 to repair the school and the church.
So about $8,000?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Just to repair, not to finish. Yes. Because, you see, Jackie and I, daily, we are in contact with Haiti. Every day. Before we came here, I spent 2.5 hours with the pastor and the deacon talking. 2 hours. We left the church at 12:30. At 3 o'clock, I was still on the phone with them. Thank God I was washed up. I didn't have to pay. Any other question? Oh, there is something I want to tell you. I am very, very happy for your encouragement. Because whenever I was, like Caroline, like Daniel, everybody here, Mrs. Raskina, Sandy Raskina, everybody here, I don't want to name them. They always give me a pat on the back to say, Frank, how are you doing down there? You cannot imagine how good I feel when you do that. That's a very big encouragement. Do that, please. That's a blessing to me. Okay. Well, thank you very much. Pastor?
Yes,
in the scheme of things, Frankel and Jackie have not been on the mission field that long. But Brother Frankel has the instincts of a missionary that's been on the field for 40 years. I'm serious. And just the insight and the wisdom, it's really wonderful to watch. I need to share with you a Bible verse, because that's what we do. And we're not going to leave here until we hear from the Lord. I don't have 4 points. I don't have a long sermon. I just have a thought that I believe will encourage us from even everything that we've heard. I'm looking at Matthew chapter 4. And this is the beginning of the preaching Jesus, ministry of Jesus. And this is a verse I often think of when I travel. I think of when I think of Haiti, but it's not just about Haiti. It's not just about India. It's about every place in the world where the Lord has the gospel to go to. And it says in Matthew 4 and verse 16, "The people which sat in darkness saw great light, and to them which sat in the region and the shadow of death, light is sprung up." And this is a prophecy. You see, he's talking about the beginning of Jesus, the ministry of Jesus. Look back at verse 12. Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed from Galilee. You know, you think that the imprisonment of John the Baptist, you know, people like us would say, oh, this is terrible. That's John the Baptist. He's been thrown in prison. That's terrible. This is part of God's plan, right? Now, we can see it perfectly in hindsight. But he is the forerunner of the Christ. And John himself said, I must decrease, he must increase. So this is part of God's moving of things. And in verse 13 he says, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtalim. And what he's quoting from is actually Isaiah verse 9, chapter 9, verse 2. And the people that walked in darkness have seen a great light. And so the apostle is extrapolating from Isaiah 9:2. This is a fulfillment of this, the beginning of Jesus' ministry in Galilee. I would remind us that just a few verses after that in Isaiah 9:2, in Isaiah 9:6, it says this, for unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. This is the light that shines in the darkness. The darkness where every ministry goes to. We're focusing on Haiti. This is what Frankel and Jackie have brought. You say, well, we bring bales of t-shirts. We bring food or shoes. No. You bring great light. Because that's what's been given to us. He is the light. We just reflect the light. Of the increase of his government and peace, there shall be no end. Upon the throne of David and upon his kingdom, to order it, to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth and forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. You say, well, Frankel, you're just so great. That's so wonderful. No, the zeal of the Lord will perform this. Frankel will tell you that. Frankel, I'm never going to forget what you just said. I'm 82, but when I'm doing mission work, I feel like I'm 20. Well, see, the little secret is, anytime you engage in any ministry, I believe you feel the same way. It's the zeal of the Lord that undergirds you and moves you forward. And back in Matthew 4, in verse 17, it says, from that time Jesus began to preach and to say, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then he walks by the Sea of Galilee. What's he preaching? Follow me and I will make you fishers of men. And in verse 20 of that same chapter of Matthew 4. And I was thinking about this, Frankel, when you were speaking. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. He was walking by the seashore, verse 18, and he calls Simon and called Peter, Andrew, and he calls them. And they just leave their nets. You know, and we have so many excuses of, well, I can't do this ministry because this, or I can't give, or I can't do, or I can't be there. And these individuals answered the call, and they answered the call in a couple cases quite suddenly. Matthew just got up and walked out. Can you imagine? Matthew was sitting at custom, and he just got up and walked out. His fellow workers there probably were like, well, Matthew must be going to lunch. He must be coming back soon. And it's like, nope, not going to lunch. He's gone. You hear the call and you get up and you go. And Frankel and Jackie are just a wonderful example of, I hear the call, I will go. A couple of years ago, Frankel had this sciatic nerve situation, and I had to drive the truck. The truck actually was having some four-wheel drive issues. Frankel is a monster, by the way. He works hard, and he leads, and you know, people listen to Frankel. And there was some issue with the what was that? It was a four-wheel drive. It was the front-wheel drive. And there needed to be grease packed into these little things that came loose or whatever. So anyway, he's got the grease, and he's like, Pastor Tom, I can't do this. And I guess the other folks didn't know. And he's like, I've never packed the grease of a front end of a truck. But here I am on my back because Frankel told me to do it. And I'm packing grease in there. And he's like, okay, now you do this. Now you do that. It's like, this man was made for the mission field. At first, when it wasn't going to work, I'm thinking, well, he's not going to have the supplies because there's not a Swanee Swifty down the road. There's not a Napa Auto Parts or Walmart. They're just not around. But Frank was like, oh, yeah, I think I've got it over here. It's like, wow, this man has grease. So he's resourceful, and he's doing this. Folks, you can do the same. You and I can commit ourselves. And I appreciate the thanks and the appreciation of, you know, Frankel, thank you for setting the example. They are setting the example, folks. And Frankel, I'm going to speak for you. Because he said not these exact words, but he said something along these lines. Pastor Farley, I'm not getting any younger, and it's hard for me to go. But they still go. So, you know, listen, that should just simply be encouragement. You can't do what you can't do. And at any given time, if you can't do it, then you just can't do it. But you can do something. Matthew and Simon and these, they came, they went when Jesus came. Jesus came preaching and he said, I want you to bear witness of this great light. And, you know, our focus tonight is Haiti. And we want to pray for Frankel and Jackie as they take the light of Christ to that town. But not only them taking it, and I hope you heard their hearts tonight. They want the church to take it. They take it to the church, and the church, listen, you know, there have already people that have invested, whether it be other churches or whether it be this association, there are other people that have invested, and so there is investment in this community, but we have to keep investing, we have to keep praying, and we have to keep supporting, amen? So I'm gonna just mention because Frankel just answered the question, but it is a need about $8,000 to repair, and we're not taking an offering tonight. But I would ask the ushers if we can get the receptacle to be placed out into the foyer, and we can take a love offering for Frankel and Jackie. That would be appreciated. To just quickly, Doug, to partly answer your question. Some of the work that was happening before the earthquake was doing interior ceilings. And I don't know if that got done in the classroom. Matthew 4:24. Frankel's going to preach from his seat. 4:24, I'll read it. And his fame went throughout all Syria, and they brought unto him all sick people that were taken with diverse diseases and torments, and those that were possessed with devils, and those which were lunatic, and those that had the palsy, and he healed them. Yes, yes. Amen, amen. And heal them, heal their souls. And, of course, to build off, this is like a progressing sermon here. This is good. The man in Gospel of Mark, the man born of four, they picked up their friend and carried him to Jesus. And they tore the roof off of some poor guy's house. You know, it's the thing that's so impressive is people that will just do whatever they can. To pick up their friend, to get the gospel, to take this individual to Jesus, either take the gospel to them or take them to the gospel. One way or the other, we got to get the two together. So, Brother Frankel and Jackie, thank you for your zeal. Thank you for your commitment. And we are going to pray for you. We're going to pray for your ministry as it continues, because God's not going to stop. Amen. Well, let's be closed tonight in prayer. We're going to close the service, but I'm going to ask everyone to stand. I'm going to ask everyone to remember Frankel and Jackie this week, praying for them. Please know that the news in Haiti is difficult, but God is greater than that. Let's be dismissed in prayer. Father, we love you and we thank you, and we know, Lord, that there are difficult times in many nations. But that's what the Bible calls the valley of the shadow of death, because you're greater than all those things. Yes, Lord, we need caution, and we thank you for Fritz. We thank you for the mayor that are keeping Frankel and Jackie safe and using that caution to be able to know when to enter into the mission field and such. We thank you for the wisdom that Frankel and Jackie bring to their ministry, knowing what and when the needs are. We thank you for the pastor. We thank you for Fritz. We thank you for the deacons of the church in Moriseau that stay by the stuff. And whether it's taking their the needs to the people of the church, or whether it's taking the church itself out into the middle of the street, they're doing what they need to do to bring the light to the people of Moriseau. We ask you to bless the ministry of the Laguerres. We ask you to bless the town of Moriseau. And we ask it all that Jesus might be glorified, and we pray it in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you. Have a great week.